perspective. We got the cool, we got the muscle, and you know we effing rule. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, alright. We got the know-how, we got control, we got the knowledge, and we tell you how it rolls. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, alright. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, tonight.
All right. Hi, everybody. This is, hello, welcome to episode 182 of Geek Girls. The Geek Girls podcast is supported primarily by our patrons on www.patreon.com/grills. I'm Ray, and I'm joined by my co-hosts Linda and Ember.
Hi.
Hello.
And today's topic is... spoilers, Wonder Woman 1984. So we're going to be having a nice discussion because we realize we have lots of things to say. So we will be saying them, and there will be spoilers because of that. But before we get into that, what have you girls been up to? How have you been?
Shall I go first, I suppose?
That's how it's listed in the notes, so I figured that would happen.
How it's listed in the notes. So I moved my craft room again.
it's like your new hobby. It's actually just moving the room around.
Listeners
getting a new craft hobby.
Of the show will know that I've moved it from one room to another already, but this time I moved it from upstairs to downstairs in our finished basement. So I think I finally have enough space. So that was entertaining because it involved a lot of going up and down the stairs multiple times as I just took things out of shelves and took them downstairs and put them into shelves. but I pretty much have it where I want it. There's only like one more bookshelf that's already down there that I want to kind of clear off because it's still got some random bits and bobs on it, and then I can clear it off and put my stuff on it. So that'll be nice. I have been making stuff, of course. I've been making little cat toy macaroons.
So cute.
Macarons. So these are not prototypes, but like I've just been making them just and I have many. all different colors. I have yet to make one with like catnip in it, but I figure I can just rub catnip on this and just toss it and let it go. I know that they work even without the catnip because I made one and my big cat Jack was just sitting there and I went pwah, like I just threw it at him and he was just like down the hallway for it. So I was like, tested and approved.
Excellent.
Yes. I am working on a baby blanket for my manager at work. She's due in February. So I'm doing this, it's called Mile a Minute Crochet. And you basically make a bunch of strips and then sew them together with another line of crochet. It's actually quite fast. So I'm going to need 14 of these that I'm making. And then they'll all go together. And I shall have a baby blanket by the end of it. So hopefully that'll be done by the time she gets back because she's going to go on maternity leave. I might have to ship it to her or something. And speaking of being at work, I just today moved from a lab assistant one position at my work to a data entry position in the same company. So, I've moved upstairs, out of the lab proper into the data entry side of things, and I'm learning that. So it's a lot of, like, I know the program that we use already, but it's a lot of, like, learning new macros and things to put into the system, and it's very specific because it's medical, like, medical stuff, so you have to be very specific about certain things, and it's just... stuff that I will eventually just know off the top of my head, but right now I have a giant list of things that I have to remember. So it's it's not like super stressful, but it is, I am having to like learn something new. But it means that I am no longer running around all the time as a lab aide, and I can be off my feet a little bit. Being a lab aide is a young woman's job.
Says the youngest of us.
Oh, yeah, sure. And then I have started a reupholstery project. I have a wing back chair that I am attempting to reupholster from the fabulously 60s upholstery fabric that it is currently clothed in. I've never reupholstered anything in my life. So I started out on hard mode because apparently it was made in the time or by somebody who didn't believe in staples or staple guns. All of the fabric is attached to this chair by fabric tacks.
Yeah.
So I'm having to take this, like, it's something to get, like, stuff off of a car with, but I'm having to take it and, like, shove it under the tack head and, like, tap it in with my, like, not even a hammer. I'm just using the needle nose pliers to, like, tap in the end of it, lever them up, and then take them out with the pliers. One by one. And they used like two in the places where you would normally have one. There's two. So I don't know if this was done by an enthusiast or somebody who just really didn't want those tacks to come out. But there, I've done, like, I've gotten the back fabric off and the bottom. I'm about to start on the arms. But I must have taken out at least 60 tacks by now. And I'm not done. Good. So that's going to be fun. hello, my cat has decided to join me. So it's her favorite chair, by the way. The one that I'm reupholstering. So she's very upset with me because she's like, I can't sit in my chair.
I have opinions, Mom.
I have opinions. So that'll be entertaining because I also don't think I have enough fabric of the fabric that I have, so I'm gonna have to get more different fabric that goes with the fabric. It's a lot, but you know, I am gonna try. So that's what I've been up to. What about you, Ember?
Well. I'm playing WoW now. Yay. Into Shadowlands. I mean, not well into, but it's been a process because I got there and, the guild was immediately handed to me, back to me from its previous management. And the good news is I am fixing it and people are coming back. So that's nice. This guild has been around since 2009. It's called Pwncakes and Raffles on the Proudmoor server. If Alliance folks want to join up, get a hold of me. Because we definitely could use some people to help me with recruiting. And, you know, it's more than a one-person thing to be able to run a guild decently. But, so it's a lot of fun. It's really pretty. We're still in, you know, the starting area. My husband and I are leveling together. Interesting story. I'm looking forward to when it gets a little less railroady. We were discussing that last night, but I mean, I'm okay with that because you got to lay down this new lore and the setting. You know, it's like the first few chapters of a book where you figure out exactly what's going on before you run off on your own. But I think we've been spoiled by playing a lot of open world games for a while we haven't been playing WoW. So really enjoying spending my evenings doing that and staying home in the pandemic. And we did go to the brewery for a pint the other night and they were like, are you just staying? It's like, no, we have to go save the world of Warcraft. I started playing Pokemon Go a little bit. I kind of left off at the beginning of the pandemic, but I mean, you can pretty much do everything from home now. I haven't done any raids yet, but I've been logging in. I sent you guys gifts and
yes, I saw.
See, you can collect them from home, and Team Rocket flies over my house in a balloon. It's kind of neat y'all get that, because in real life, I get balloons fly over my house all the time. Statesville has a really big actual hot air balloon community, and they usually have a festival every year, like at the airport across the street from my house. So they fly here a lot. And now it's like open Pokemon Go, and oh, a balloon's going by. I see balloons there all the time. But anyway. Playing a little bit of Cyberpunk. Rob's playing more than me. But we have our, you know, combined profile where we do that together a little bit. I kind of don't seem to make as much time for it, but it's still fun. Very few glitches compared to other things we hear about. I guess we're just lucky. I finished reading Get Me Out of Here, and I started reading, for Christmas, I got Obama's first volume of his memoirs, Promised Land, and I started reading that. I got a haircut, I don't have the asymmetrical thing anymore. I think we mentioned it when we had our meeting, but I was like, oh, I got it cut since the show. It's all kind of one length now. We'll see what I decide to do next. And I'm finally starting to rein my diet habits in. I was being really decent, and even with the lack of activity, and the gym's opened back up, and I went a few times, not as much as I should. The weather has been so terrible, we didn't do any hiking. They even closed trails here for the most part for a little while. But I had that job, and I was just working too much to eat. And boy, since I don't have the job anymore, I bought all these clothes with the paychecks I got from working the campaign, and now they don't fit quite right already. I'm like, damn it. I had new jeans. Now I'm back to wearing leggings, so I have to rein it in. So I've, it's like, okay, I'm keeping lettuce in the house. I mean, it's a big difference just keeping the stuff in the house to like, oh my God, I'm starving. I'll have a salad and I'll be fine till dinner instead of eating, you know, some crap and eating more balanced dinner so that I'm not... We also very much, with not going out, we end up snacking at night, which is like the worst thing, right? And you can only have cheese and crackers or chips every night for a short period of time if you're not active. And of course, all the Christmas candy I got.
We're just now getting to the end of our like Christmas sweet stash.
I'm really good at. I still have a good bit of it. I'm starting to just give it to Rob and the kids because I am pretty good with sweets, where I could just have one and I'm good, like a day. But I gotta get rid of them and stop doing that every day. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. I'm not making a lot of stuff right now. Games.
Oh, I forgot. Oh God, I totally forgot that I bought House Flipper, and I've been playing that. I have like 7 hours logged from when I bought it last week. I totally forgot. Anyway, go ahead, Ray.
No problem. It's kind of boring. And WoW news, I got my my main paladin. She went Venthyr, which is the vampire group in WoW. I got her full armor set, so I'm real happy about that. That's pretty much it as far as gaming goes. Like, Scott apparently hit some wall with Cyberpunk, so he can't progress until they patch it. And there's no idea when that's gonna happen. And, we're currently house hunting, because we need a place so we can take care of my parents. And we just had a Zoom meeting over the weekend trying to get everybody on the same page because, yeah, so I'm living with my parents again. And I love my parents. Don't get me wrong. It's just You want to be an adult and a strong independent and stand on your own, but you also want to be there to take care of your parents, and also you can't afford a home without them. So,
well, be sure to get a place that has like two separate living spaces, is all I'm saying.
No, we were looking for like pitch places that had like a separate kitchen or a kitchenette, yeah. Because like ideally we want a wall and like maybe a phone call a day just to make sure everybody's alive, as morbidly horrible as that sounds. But I love you, but both me and Scott are very much, we need our own space. We even need our own space from each other. We have our own bedrooms. The neediest we got during our courting dating period of 10 years was, it was a once a week we would have a date, and that was it. Because anything more than that, we're like, we have our own lives. So this is going to be a big, big adjustment. So I don't know. I had the initial talk with like the finance office, and it's just kind of, everything is just feeling very overwhelming with everything else going on. So I haven't yeah. done art or anything. So that's that. And I'm just trying to do basic scheduling now that we have like the PTO calendar up for what's the rest of the year going to be like. I'm like, well, great. I've got 24 days to spend. Okay.
You take 2 off a month for mental health.
That's pretty much what I'm looking at right now. And then there's 5 sick days on top of that, and one of them will be spoken for once my doctor gets back to me. Because apparently he can just hold my prescription hostage until I show up for a yearly annual. Hooray! But Wonder Woman, 1984!
Alright.
It's gonna be great, guys. It's gonna be great.
It's okay. So, we need to do our spoiler alert. You know, flashing lights and the klaxon sound. Spoiler alert! Because we're gonna spoil it.
Yep, because Wonder Woman 1984 did come out on the 22nd or Christmas. It was Christmas it was released, right? Because I think that's what we watch on Christmas Day.
I do believe it was Christmas.
Yeah, and you can do a video on demand, and it's on HBO Max if you have that, which is how we watched it. So you can finally see the movie that was supposed to come out earlier this year. Yay. For pandemic. And yeah, final call. Spoilers are about to happen.
All right. So you guys have more of an opinion about it than I do, because I was kind of about it. But I do believe both of you actively dislike it.
I dislike it a lot. You had opinions about like different acts, you know, being better than others.
Yeah.
And, you know.
It has I will start with, it has the opposite problem of the first movie, in that it had a strong third act, but the first and second act were bleh.
I really liked the first act. Like, I just feel like there was a lot of good groundwork and build-up, and nothing happened of any substance. And that's why I'm disappointed. It's not terrible, but I don't want my money back. But
I mean, I enjoyed the first bits of kitschy fun, haha, nostalgia, even though I thought right away some of the effects choices were awful. like, the rope glowing constantly, brightly screaming, "This is animated," was a distraction for me from the mythos and the mystery, and you know, the hero.
And they could have saved money on the effects budget if it hadn't been glowing all the time.
Yeah, and then they could have used it for like, you know, decent work with the green screen people, so it didn't look like completely holy shit. Like, they were using a blue screen in the 80s and trying to badly time the landscape going by. I mean, That was so bad.
I think I brought up, we were talking during our production meeting, I brought up that in the final act when she's like running, it looks like she's just bicycling and there's like, and things are going by.
Oh, and that was another kind of annoying. There were parts where she was swinging on the rope, doing some athletic stuff, and I was like, they did not. And Rob was actually laughing with me because she was doing the slow motion. If you've ever watched strippers do pole work, and they do this thing when they're coming down where they like a slow motion pedal. And I was like, oh my God, she's doing the stripper move. Really? That's kind of weird right there. Why is she doing that? So they couldn't have come up with a better motion than that. I don't know. But the story I thought was just, I mean, it's, you know, it's a comic book and stuff is fun and silly, but there are just some huge disappointments for me. I don't think they know what nerd girls think is romantic because it, I was excited they were going to have some kind of background for the invisible plane and that was going to be neat. And then it was just this long, drawn out, flying through fireworks by this old-timey pilot who just got in a jet for the first time. Like, it was so full of bad ideas that all the little cute romantic stuff was just lost in it. And then it went on way too long. Like, the timing was terrible. The villains, like, I think they did a decent job developing Cheetah. With, you could identify, like, the best villains you can identify with in some way, right? But then Dickface was just big spoiled brat. I think they purposely made him look like Trumpy in a lot of ways. With some of the lines, it seemed a little obvious. But there was no sympathy until the end, and it's like they tried to Snape him. You can't do that unless you have all those books leading up with history and wondering why he's acting that way. All of a sudden, like, oh, he was bullied? Well, no wonder. Like, you can't do that in 30 seconds after he's pretty much already defeated. It was such a bad villain, and it was so poorly written that I know people who thought, who didn't know who Pascal was, that, like, it was just, oh, that guy was just a terrible actor. It's like, no, I promise you it was not Pedro Pascal being a bad actor.
That's, yeah, go watch The Mandalorian. It'll be fine. That man can act through a helmet. So anyway.
Yeah, it was not the cast. I mean, Chris Pine is fantastic. Kristen Wiig is fantastic. Like, there was a lot of the lines that were just wooden. The story was weak. I was so disappointed. I was looking forward to this one so much. I liked the last one. All the flaws that I could put into a comic booky, okay, but it was at least fun. And then this one, I was so excited to be set in, like, in the 80s. I mean, come on. That's a way to get me. I'm enjoying the hell out of Cobra Kai.
just
for the throwback. But I was so disappointed.
I was let down because I seriously thought it could be better. Like, I really liked the early Themyscira. Like, that whole, like, Olympic thing that was going on with young Diana. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
And yeah, I had a slight problem with that because the moral of it didn't make sense.
I think they were trying to carry it over with, like, that's why she had to give up on Trevor and they had to reverse the monkey's paw because it's cheating.
Yeah.
Like, wishing is cheating. But I'm going to get to that.
I can understand that, though. Because, yeah, it was like this really cool competition, and then she was killing it. And then she came up with a creative solution. But it was like, no, you cheated. I was like, I mean, not. Okay. I guess that's true.
I mean, I like I still liked it. Like, I want more than mascara at this point. I liked the opening sequence in the mall. That was like good cheese for me. Like, I was excited. I also worked in the mall for like way too long. I was a mall rat. I am the 80s baby who remembered those stores in the arcade. I enjoyed that. There was weeping from me and my friends when they showed Walden Books. Like, we're just like, oh, we miss you. And then it just kind of like, I didn't like Cheetah. Like, I got too much of a, she wants to be Michelle Pfeiffer in Batman Returns, and you can do more than that. They had, for some strange reason, like, apparently Diana just didn't do anything with her life but pine for Trevor, or Steve Trevor. So, like, she has a brunch with Cheetah.
She was out doing the hero stuff. Ray, I can't hear you. Diana was out doing the hero stuff. I mean, it kind of opens with that.
But it's like, it's one thing. It's one brunch. They don't see them again, like, hanging out. And after that, it's just like, no, I'm insanely jealous of you, and I want to be what you are. But I'm mousy until I get magic rock powers. And I'm like,
well, she okay. To be like Diana,
and the monkey's paw thing could be cool. Like, that could have been a neat thing. And it just, I didn't like, I don't think it was well executed. There's this whole thing in the desert with the Egypt guy, and I'm like, okay, why? Why do I care? I actually picked up my phone and just started scrolling. I'm like, I don't care about this part.
And the thing with the wish stone is that, so I can't even, like, this just tells you how much I was paying attention. The guy's name, Pedro, that he played.
Maxwell Lord.
Maxwell Lord. In the comic book, he's actually a really interesting character. He's DC's take on the villain from Jessica Jones. Maxwell Lord has, like, manipulation powers. That's what he does.
Right.
And so I understand how they were like, oh, let's bring magic into it, and he's going to wish to be the Rock. And then, you know, now he actually does kind of have manipulation powers, but not really. It's wish magic. And they could have done a better job with that villain. He's a weak villain. It's a good actor, but a weak villain.
Oh, because it was money, like, money, money, oil. Like, and that's something, I mean, with the potential of
Bond villain.
In 1984, it was in the middle of a freaking Cold War. There could have been a whole lot more intrigue and just evil shit he could have been doing or interested in, or instead it was just very simplified down into, you know, oil. The only political thing that happened was, you know, the guy in the desert who wanted his birthright and, like, ruined his society. So it was, like, just a way to demonstrate to the world how big and bad this power is and demonstrate to us what could be done with it. But it was just so short-cutted.
And there was, like, I remember there were missiles just being shot across the sky at one point, and they had Irish round up. Like, there was a fight when Max Lord is, like, giving everybody wishes on TV, and, like, the one woman's like, I wish your kind wasn't here! And, like, suddenly they're rounding up Irish people, and you're like, what the fuck? And, like, everybody remembers. Like, apparently there's no, like, everybody got their mind wiped. Like, everybody remembers how horrible or good that they were and what they wished for and how insane the world went at that time. Also,
yeah, I think it was weak to make that, I don't know, it wasn't a good climactic, like, moment because it was so sloppy. And, again, it took away from...
it's like they wanted to say something, but they didn't want to commit to it because... And... It's more disappointing that way.
Well, and that's what they did. They wrapped it up into this big moral of the story about how we all have good and bad in us and need to be truthful. And it was so preachy that it made it...
Also,
it was,
like,
trite.
What was up with Steve Trevor, like, not coming back in his body, but inside that other guy's body?
That was something I had a problem with, because
what the heck happened to that guy?
I was like, okay, so if it had been fine and you hadn't had to, you know, take back your wish, does that guy just cease to exist and now your boyfriend is body hopping, body riding? What are the moral quandaries of that, Diana?
Yeah, the whole moral quandary is the consent issue to begin with. Like, that's not your body.
It's not your body. It's not your boyfriend. I mean, it is your boyfriend, but it's not his body.
Yeah,
and that really weird scene. The really weird scene at the very end where it's like she's talking to him and you're like, are you going to ask him out? Or are you you're just smiling at him? What are you doing?
What are you going to do? Are you trying to be like, hey, were you in the body that whole time when I was boinking my boyfriend? Is that okay?
Is that okay?
You couldn't date him because you would have to explain that. Like, that would be just so heinously awkward. But, you know, and Steve Trevor Head said, like, well, what about this guy? You could date this guy. You should move on with your life. It's like, oh, this is all so... No.
I will say, the one kind of thing that I did like about some of the movie is that there were some very poignant moments of, you know, when Diana is having to take back her wish and she's all, I'll never love anyone again. And he says, I don't want that for you. I thought that was nice. You know, it's like, if you love someone and, you know, you have to go away, you're dying, you know, you want them to move on with their lives. And I thought that was nice. It was like that, 5 seconds long, but it was nice.
Yeah. And it fit well with the character because the, like, Diana learning about love and it not being worthless is a part of that story arc and her character. And for her to be like, yeah, but only once in one person seems anathema to that being an ideal she really took to heart about how the whole human race is worth something because of this kind of motivation to care for each other. And then it'd be like, but only once is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, that changed her, that experience changed her whole view of humanity. And to be cut off from it, but still doing the work of trying to, you know, rescue people was kind of weird. So I'm glad they stuck that bit in there.
It was a lot of weird.
It was an interesting explanation as to why she can fly.
Ugh.
Like, because it was him explaining, like, flight and stuff. But,
yeah,
they did
also
take that moment to be like, okay, here's why she could fly in the other one.
That was, no. I mean, I would be way more on board with, I mean, she's
she
a goddess.
Float.
There's, however she does, she's not even flying, she's falling with style. They literally pulled a fucking Buzz Lightyear. By Trevor explaining how planes work because you just feel the air and work at it. She's literally Buzz Lightyearing is how she flies. No.
No.
Can we not?
I will say it's pretty. Like, on a completely vapid, it's pretty. I like fashion. I like the fashion because
like
80s baby.
Yeah.
I like my power suits with giant freaking shoulders. I like my high-waisted pantsuits. I liked the all-metal armor, but I wish it had more meaning because they built it up to be an important thing. And it's just like, oh, Cheetah just rips through it. And I'm like,
yeah,
whatever.
There could have been some kind of mystical, power
there. I like the cameo.
I like Linda Carter's cameo. That's great.
That was honestly maybe the best part. I like the dress up with Steve in the, you know, the different 80s looks.
Putting Trevor through the montage dress up. That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
That was cute when she ran into the guy and he was wearing the outfit that, you know, she liked that he, you know, didn't. So... but if it wouldn't have been so creepy that she was checking him out because she'd already slept with his body, that would have been nifty. I was like, because I was like, my first reaction was like, oh, she look, she's wearing the outfit. He's wearing the outfit she liked. Like, maybe they could.
Yeah. Wait,
no.
Yeah.
It almost got me for a second. Damn it.
I wanted to like it so much. It had potential. Like, you could see the potential, and I don't know where, what happened. Like,
yeah.
Studio management.
I heard there was a lot of management changes, but then I couldn't find the information on it today, strangely enough. All I could find were things that changed. A lot of them were after production was partway over, so maybe that explains it. But the way it was being released, there was a lot of argument over, because they started producing this in like 2018, and then they ended up making a deal where Warner Brothers took like way less of a cut in order to make a deal so that it would be simultaneously released on HBO Max and in theaters. And I was reading that they're supposed to be pulling it off streaming and having it only in theaters for a little while, but I'm not sure if that's actually going to happen. I mean, they basically came to the point where they're going to lose money on it. And I wasn't able to track down the dates or the management changes in those companies that were making those deals enough to figure out how much it may have affected production. Although we know a lot of editing and effects come last. And so I would not be surprised that a lot of the little continuity issues where the story looks sloppy, I mean, there may be things on the editing floor that would have made the story flow better. Adding effects last, who was making those decisions probably changed.
Okay, yeah, because...
But I'm surprised because, I mean, Patty is an excellent director. And she was also producing, I believe. That it just, it feels like it fell apart. It had all this potential, like you said. You could see all this potential, and then there were so many bad things that kept distracting me. I couldn't even lose myself. And I'm real easy on movies. I mean, I like bad movies on purpose. Something cannot be great. And it's like, but it was fun. It was a good ride. And it didn't have to be true to the book or the canon. I don't care about any of that.
There's a difference between a bad movie and a bad movie.
I mean, this just had so much unforgivable distraction from, I couldn't get lost in the fantasy of it.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty easy to do that with.
I didn't really care about anybody.
I mean, we're not the only ones with these opinions, by the way. I've seen plenty of other folks that are like, I don't like it. This was bad. Why did this happen? And like, I've also seen some people that really liked it, and I'm like, okay, you do you.
I like Wonder Woman. Like, I think she's cool, but I don't I don't connect with her. She's not the person in the film I connect with. Like, in the first one, it was oh shit, I can't think of her name. Her friend in England, in I can't think of her name, but it was her, Etta Candy. That was the one I'm like, oh yeah, no, I get you, I understand you. And this one I'm like, oh, it'll probably be Cheetah, it'll probably be like Minerva, that'll be the one I'll connect with. I'm like, no, I don't care at all. I saw all this back in the 90s, and Michelle Pfeiffer has my heart forever. I'm sorry.
I don't know, I was okay with that character. I think Kristen Wiig did a good job, but I don't know a lot of Cheetah before.
I will say, I think they did a good job of like trying to explain why the character model looked like the character. If you like, because in the 80s when they made Wonder Woman, they don't care. They're just like, look, Cheetah Woman. Right. But they actually they tried to make sense in the context of the story. And, you know, that is one thing that they did in there, is that they tried to make everything comic booky make sense within the context of the story they were telling. It's clunky, but they tried.
Very clunky.
I wanted to be an apex predator. But I did identify with the, like, her insecurity at the beginning, because the way they did the stuff where, like, people just didn't remember her name. Like, very simple things like that in a work environment where you're just like, oh, was that? That's right, you were there, kind of thing, is something I've experienced enough of. And it was subtle enough that, like, oh, like, ew. I could feel that kind of hurt. Kind of insecurity.
I don't know. I don't know if they just didn't take it far enough, or if they were rubbing it in too much. For that particular character, I don't know if they either didn't take it far enough so that we, like, empathized with her more, or they took it too far and it was shoved into our face. I can't decide which one it was.
Yeah, because I'm like, when she's starting to get her powers and she, like, kind of lashes out at the guy who's trying to, like, assault her, I'm like, heck yeah, go girl, you don't put up with that crap. But I'm like, wait, am I supposed to empathize with the creepy guy? Am I supposed to feel bad that this woman is lashing out? Because I don't. That's not the point. This is about standing up and asserting your power.
But she didn't know how to handle that kind of, like, all of a sudden it was in control. She was admired. She was getting all this attention. And she didn't know how to handle that because, I mean, it wasn't.
I think that if they had spent more time on her, they could have, like, made her into a more sympathetic villain, because she went from hero to evil really fast.
Yeah, like, I would have liked more time with her than Max. Like, we didn't need that much time focused on Maxwell Lord. Like, okay, cool. He has a son. He's trying to be the best person he can be for his son. That's admirable. I don't care about the fact that he was bullied as a kid. Whatever. That doesn't change anything for me.
They didn't even show any of that to the end. And they just show him being a shit to his kid.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't give him, like, any sympathetic time at all. And he was trying to get with, like, take advantage of Cheetah, like, before she came into her own and knew any better, that she didn't have to put up with that. She was just like, oh my god, he's paying attention to me. He was victimizing her as well.
Yeah, and I would have liked, like, ideally, I would have liked to turn around on that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
instead of just a constant catfight, like, instead Cheetah being like, wait, side, no.
Like, oh my god. Barbara taking his side didn't make any sense.
No.
None whatsoever.
And it took away from all the building they did of, if you had any sympathy for her, it went out the window. It was like, oh, well, she's a dumb bitch. Like, she's got this power and she just went straight to using it for evil and selfish. Like, okay.
I mean, yeah. I know that they were doing the monkey's paw thing of something gets taken away, and her humanity was getting taken away the more power she got. I did get that in the read, but they could have been different.
The monkey's paw, like, what it takes is so weird. Because, like, initially I'm like, oh, well, she gets her, I thought it was him being in the wrong body. I thought that was the twist, the curse on, oh, no, but she's losing her powers because we need her to lose her powers.
I'm like, yeah, that was.
pick a thing. That's the whole thing with the monkey's paw, is you get what you wish, but there's a price. Not, oh shit, we need some reason to make her do this. So yeah, the monkey's paw did it.
Yeah.
Grumble.
Like, if they had spent a little bit more time here, I'm gonna. This is what my husband and I do, is after a particularly not great movie, we'll be like, here's how you fix it. I have never made a movie before in my life. I don't know what I'm talking about. But here's how you fix it. For Cheetah in particular, you should have made a person that she liked. And then when she started getting her powers, something bad happened to him. And that started her down the road of being not such a good person.
Diana couldn't save him.
Yeah, maybe Diana couldn't save him. And now she has Diana. It's not just because she went batshit.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, just because a woman's in power doesn't mean she's gonna go crazy.
Yeah.
Stupid trope.
I think we are all disappointed to varying degrees.
We are
for many reasons.
And man, I thought I didn't have as many opinions as y'all did, but talking to you, I do have opinions. I wish I didn't really like it.
We don't even have to agree on everything, but you know. There's part of me that wants to watch it again. Give it another chance. I haven't been able to bring myself to do it, though.
Make no promises. I give it kind of a 5 out of 10. Like, it's average. Looking for something to watch? Sure, it's fine. But don't expect anything amazing.
I'd rather rewatch the first one with its fumbled ending than watch that one.
Yes, I would definitely rewatch the first one again. And if I didn't find a bunch of other stuff I want to watch on HBO Max, I would want my money back.
There's only been one comic book movie that I hated that much. And
I know what it is.
Yeah. Oh, no. Two by that logic.
Oh, two.
Two by that logic. Catwoman and her magical fucking kitty powers.
Yep.
And, was it Batman Forever? Poison Ivy and Bane, but Bane's the glorified doorman instead of the man who broke the bat. Like, that got me. Like, I was so upset. I remember getting up and like trying to urge my parents that we should leave. And they're like, but we spent money. And I'm like, but it's terrible. And they're like, we know it's terrible, but we spent the money. I'm like, okay. Fine. At least Catwoman, it was like, I had nobody to blame but myself.
Yeah.
Well. So if you have an opinion on Wonder Woman, 1984, feel free to chime in. You can email us at geekgrills@gmail.com. You can also tweet us at geekgrills. And Grills, what are you most anticipating right now?
I am anticipating learning how to do my new job. That's the thing that's coming up in my future. I'm also looking forward to whenever I get a chance. It's only 6 episodes, but I'm going to be watching War for Cybertron Earthrise, which is the next chapter in the newest Transformers thing that they've put out. So we'll see. I don't know. The first one, I finished watching it and I was like, okay, that's great. Can't wait for the next one. And then I like sat and thought about it for a while and I was like, oh, Lord, I hope they don't decide to do IDW and go stupidly dark where everyone is awful. Not everyone's awful in IDW. It's just a lot of their storylines are like, hey, you think this is a good guy? No, it's not.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm just like, stop messing with my favorite characters, you assholes.
Hate it when that happens.
Yeah. As far as I can tell, I haven't actually watched it yet, but I have looked at like what characters are supposed to be in there, and I'm like, you don't have my favoritest of favorite characters, but I guess I'll watch it and try and forgive you. So that's gonna be probably coming up this weekend. Maybe if I have an evening off, I might do it. But it is 6 episodes, so I have to shotgun it up. Of course I have to. What are you looking forward to, Ember?
Well, right now I was just trying to look forward to why our background disappeared and trying to find it. more WoW. Yay. Probably every day. I have to make some things. I have to make some things. Like Coffee Lodge sent me a message, and I have money waiting there for I don't know what they sold because there's not much left. Like it must have been some masks, but I have to make a bunch of stuff because my shelf is naked, or give up on having the shelf there. But there are other vendors who really, really would like to have that space, and I got it in early, so I should probably just make stuff and fill it up. And I have to remake a necklace that was destroyed in the mail, so there's that. Hopefully getting some exercise habits back in, along with reining in my diet. I did, we're looking at the weather and trying to plan around that, but I don't have, I can't use that as an excuse either, because I do have a gym membership and they are open sometimes. Although they took, Planet Fitness took the tracking meter off. They used to have a tracking meter for a while. I'm going to call them and complain, where you could tell how many people were there.
Yeah.
I kind of want that back. I'm not sure what they're thinking taking that off, because I have to drive across town. And I've gotten there and been like, ooh, I'm not comfortable with that many people. No matter how well distanced you have it, I want to be able to make that call before driving across town. So there's that. And today I ran into the tree people were here taking some limbs down near electric lines. And I pulled up to the guy and said, hey, you can dump that mulch over there next to my driveway, please, please. And they did. So that saved us a whole pile of money. Rob's been trying to talk me into buying a truckload of mulch, and I'm like, for a garden. Because we are going to have another garden, even though hopefully the plague is not, you know, going to keep going as strong as it has. We do want to plant another garden, and we've got all these beds prepared with cardboard. We want to dump all this mulch on top of them. And now I don't have to buy it. So if we can't go hiking because it's too muddy, but we can get a really good workout moving all that mulch into the garden space. The other thing is I wanted to tell you about, because I forgot earlier, did you guys see Adventure Time Distant Lands?
I've seen two episodes of it.
Okay, there are only two. Still.
Okay, good. I think I'm up to date.
Okay.
I saw the ads for it.
I had not heard of it. It was one of those things I was poking around on HBO Max looking for something to make it worth my money, because we took a deal subscription and we knew there was just a couple things we wanted to watch, and we found that they've got a whole bunch of Studio Ghibli and stuff, but I didn't know about Adventure Time Distant Lands, and so I enjoyed those incredibly thoroughly. Like, I love that they actually officially hardcore shipped Bubblegum and Marceline, so
yes,
oh my god. So I will be watching more HBO Max like Ghibli stuff, and I'm gonna make Rob watch Distant Lands because he didn't watch them with me. What are you gonna be up to, Ray? Oh, and reading this, sorry, this is I'm gonna take a break from Obama's memoir and read Some White Guy's Book. This is by Ken Straczynski. Ken Straczynski actually runs a web hosting service that we use, in case you guys didn't know. He's our web host. I've known him for many, many, many years, and he just wrote this really amazing-sounding book, kind of addressing privilege from, you know, his own point of view, delving into prejudices of color intersect poverty, crime, the justice system, religion, and patriotism, and includes firsthand experience and research of the George Floyd protests, contrasted with the civil rights movement of the 1960s. So I'm really excited and proud about him writing this, and I bought it immediately. So I'm going to be reading that right away.
Excellent. I think my only plans is to try and do some art therapy. Like, I haven't painted anything, and I should probably paint something. I say as I keep looking over to my easel is what I was looking at in the camera. I've got a thing that I want to do for my mom, and then, like, I don't know. I think I need to just, like, try and do, like, really cute animals for a while, and maybe that'll help calm everything down.
Mirror. Sorry, my cat's again joined me.
So remember, folks, you can always watch us record live. I'm doing the wrong one. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Never cut that out.
Remember, folks, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on most Monday evenings. Our next one will be on January 18th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
And in addition to the subs and bits that we get on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons. You're the greatest girlfriends on the internet, and you can become a patron at www.patreon.com/grills. And don't forget, if you have Amazon Prime, you can sub to us for free every month on Twitch.
And another way to show your support is by leaving us a review. You can do so on any of your podcast catchers. Leaving a review is free, and they help our ranking, which helps other people find our podcast. Also, you can join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter if you'd like to help spread the word.
All right. And where can we find you girls on the internet?
You can find me on Twitch and Instagram under the name madcap_misc. That's M-I-S-C. You can check out my website store at madcapm.com.
I can be reached at 9 of 12 on Twitter and Twitch. And you can hear me on the Heresy and Hearsay podcast. You can find The Gen at The Gen Says on Twitter, streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/TheGenPlays, and find everything at TheGenSays.com because she owns it.
You can find me on Instagram under DappleDame and on Twitch as Ray Ino. Thank you for listening, everyone, and good game!
Good game!
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.